everybody go. You know everybody, hear what I say. They call me the king. Avec deux minutes passées 8 heures, c'est bonjour et monsieur et madame et les chers amis, c'est samedi encore. C'est le programme de Zarico, ça a commencé à 8 heures et ça va galoper jusqu'à midi aujourd'hui. Restez avec nous autres parce que nous autres vont traverser tout par tout aujourd'hui là, avec la musique de Zarico. Mon nom c'est JB, va être dans la chaise jusqu'à midi. Restez avec nous autres. Le numéro de téléphone, c'est 482-6991, si vous autres vous rappelez. Encore, c'est 482-6991. The Zydeco, the man here, the man sitting in the chair. I call myself the Zydeco man. He's here, sitting in here. We're going to travel all over the place. We're going to try to bring back some old memories and let you try to reminisce and go back and see where you were when these sounds actually were played. Just think about it. Try to go back into your memory if you can go back that far. Now, some of you can't go back that far. All right, my name is JB. I'll be sitting in the chair as you recognize the voice and you know who it is. And by the way, the telephone number here is 482-6991. Again, 482-6991 was the number of the telephone here. And that's the request line. Call me if you want to hear something special. We'll try to play it for you. Remember this one right here. The man himself. Listen to this.
Yeah. Live in the woods. Living all by myself. No one to talk to. All I can do, sit here and pay my la-la duty. Well, I'm living in law, baby. I won't have no one to tell me. I'm a hidden lonely. I'm sitting all by myself. I don't have nobody. I don't have nobody here. You know my little woman, y'all. She left me a long time ago. Way in the woods. I sat down on the front porch. And I grabbed my car, yeah. I was hoping she'd hear me. And I played that song for like this. Hey! Baby, come back home. I did everything for that woman, y'all. Back in the woods, no one to talk to. Sit here alone and do that la-la dance.
Rock a while.
talked about a lot of it. No shoes, long dress. Dance all night, party all night. Pick all the furniture out of the house. Me and my scrub boy. I said, well, if I scream a little more louder, somewhere in the woods, she probably hear me. Baby! You know what I say? I know you hear me out there.
Yeah.
Baby. I know you hear me call your name. Yeah, you the one that was ever mine.
Something by the late, great Roy Carrier. Way out in the wood, do that la-la dance. And the dance step is not the step that we do today. It was a little different type of dance step. But anyway, we're going to bring you back, and we're going to go back, and we're going to come forward. We're going to do all kind of things today, right here. 4 hours, nonstop of Zydeco music, right here on 88.7 FM. This is KRVS, and right here on the located on the beautiful campus of the University of Lafayette, Louisiana at Lafayette. And don't forget, the number is 482-6991. And Wallace Alfred, keep your eye on the road. We're going to be looking for, I got a call again for Yellow Moon by Bojack. I'm going to try to get it for you. Just stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM. Do you remember this one right here? When you remember that place on 190, Highway 190, between Eunice and Lautel. That was the place. Richard Club, Bojack, 1993, recorded.
Come on.
I know you remember them Richard Club when you just walk into place and, boy, that was jumping. And, of course, when the folks would always welcome you at the door and you make sure that you took care of yourself, no fights whatsoever. Everybody had their little setup on the tables and a little half pint here and a little bowl of ice and a little setup. I tell you what, those were the days. And remember that? Zydeco Joe, you remember that. I know you're listening right now. And let's see, where were you when you first heard this one? William Vallow, where were you? I know William Vallow. I know you remember that when you first heard that one, and you were where? 16 past 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Zydeco Sopasale, your host, JB, sitting in the chair. Now, this man also is located right here on 190, Highway 190 in the big city. No, let me tell you, mistaken. Let me go back. Let me step back a little bit. This man is no longer with us, by the way. And he used to reside up in St. Martinville, but originally from around the Karen Crow area. Looked like a Native American, loved music, loved his Creole culture, all of that. And he used to had a bunch of brothers, and they would get together sitting down under a tree on a log or whatever they could sit on. And he would enjoy the music, he'd play the music, and he would sing. His brothers would sing along with him. And this is none other than Furnace Arsenal. Listen to this one right here. And he said a whole lot of loving. And that's what we need right here in this world. We need a whole lot of loving. No hate. Listen to this. The late, great Furnace Arsenal on this beautiful Saturday. It's cloudy, but it's still beautiful. You
true.
Ernest Arsenault and the Thunders. That's what they would do. And they'd make a thunder, all right. And there's no doubt about it. That was one of the selection on his cut that it was produced back in 2000 on Mardi Gras Records. We're going to be playing some more of those and bringing back some memories to you. All right, this one right here. I know this man, and I said he's located on Highway 190. I passed by his house the other day, and he got a bunch of goats and sheep that are just running all over the place. We're going to talk about them goats, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to call on Andrew Cesar all the way in Swallow. We're going to talk about our visit that we had this past Saturday. Just stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM. Here we go with something by Goldman Thibodeau, and he says, please, baby, please don't go. Great fiddle player right there on the Goldman Thibodeau's CD. Let's see who played that fiddle. I believe that must have been the old man Cartier. I think that's what he was, played the fiddle. And when you look at Goldman Thibodeau and his band, too, you can tell that he actually loved the memories and loved his culture. because he sit back there and he talks that French. He says all the things that he remembered while he was in the rice field, pulling out indigos and all of this kind of things. And also who actually contributed a great deal to his success and his love of the music in which he plays. And Calvin Cartier, Goldman Thibodeau, Russell DeVille, Jimmy Latchley, those are all the ones that actually helped him to produce this CD that he produced on this. And lovely CD, a good CD in case that you're looking for something. He got 14 cuts on this one. This one is actually made in, year 2000, actually in June of 2000 when he actually produced this CD. Anyway, that was one of the wonderful selection that we're going to be playing. Try to bring you back, go back to memories and try to make sure that you remember where you were when that was played. We're coming up with something later on in the program. Well, actually, when we come back from this brief commercial, it's something called the Blueberry Hill. I'm asking you, actually, do you remember where you were when you first heard Blueberry Hill? And do you remember this gentleman? Actually, his name is Warren Caesar. Now, he's going to be playing something in a little while. So we'll be right back after these brief messages. Stay tuned.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.
Rod Menard, TK Hewlett, Lazy Lester, Cookie and the Cupcakes, King Carl, Phil Phillips, Van Broussard, Fats Domino, Frankie Ford, John Fred, and the Boogie Kings. Saturday afternoons at 3 for Born on the Bayou at KRVS. I'm Lee Kleinfeld. Hope you can join me Saturday afternoons at 3 for KRVS and Born on the Bayou.
All right, we're back at 31 past 8 o'clock. We're in the first segment of Zydeco Sampas Ali. Your host, JB, 482-6991 is the number here. And the request line, I'm in the doghouse. Sometimes you do things that actually put you in the doghouse. No one puts you in the doghouse but yourself. Joe Walker, listen to this. When did you hear that one?
I'm in the doghouse. I can't go home. I'm in the doghouse. I can't go home. I'm in the doghouse. I can't go home. Made my baby mad. She was all dressed up to go to a Zydeco. I stood her up. Now I'm in the doghouse. I can't go home. 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 Step on her toe when I walked through that door, and she was ready to go. You really put me down low. Huh. I'm in the doghouse. I can't go home. I'm in the doghouse. I can't go home. And I stood her up. I'm in the doghouse.
can't go home. I'm in the doghouse. I can't go home. I step on her toe when I walk through that door. She was ready to go. She really put me down low. I'm in the doghouse. I can't go home. 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 It's a doggone shame, but I made my baby mad. I can't go home. I can't go home.
All right, something by Joe Walker, a man from all the way from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I think he still resides in Lake Charles at 34 past 8 o'clock. Good morning to you, Joe Walker. I wish I could say good morning to this gentleman right here. If he's listening, of course, we don't know that. But however, the great and the late great Warren Caesar, the crowd pleaser, he was a crowd pleaser, as I read. I'm reading from his CD that he produced back in, oh my goodness, that was back in 1993 when he produced this CD. And he has 15 cuts on this, and Warren Caesar just performed with many bands. Of course, one of them was the late, great Clifton Chenier. And, of course, he produced his own CD, and he played, he had his own band. And whenever the Festival Acadien would take place, he would always perform over at SID, at El Cido's, up there on San Antoine Street and the corner of San Antoine and Martin Luther King. And the people from France and all over the world, they would congregate just to listen to Warren Caesar. So why don't we do this morning? Why don't we just listen to one cut, and we're going to be playing a couple of from this CD. And remember, he was a crowd pleaser. Where were you when he played this one? And I know you remember this one because not only he produced it, but many other bands actually produced it. The Blueberry Hill. Blueberry Hill by Warren, the late, great Warren Caesar. What a musician was he at the time that he was actually performing all over the place. And he just loved the music. He loved to blow that clarin, that saxophone, not saxophone, but clarinet. He just, that trumpet, he just loved to blow it. And he loved to please the crowd. We're going to be placed. We play some more of his music later on in the program. Stay wet right where you are. Now, Leroy Marceau, be careful on the highway out there, going all the way to Toledo Bend. I know you hate to leave your cows, all your cattle, but they'll take care of themselves. They're going to be standing along the fence as when you return, just waiting for you. So don't worry about it. They'll go out and eat some grass and eat some hay. And they'll say, well, he's just on the highway someplace just traveling. But I know he'd be back. So, Leroy, just take care. Just be careful out there. Jesse Alfred, good morning to you. And also Wallace, you got to keep your eye on the road. You're heading to Erat out there because they got some fast drivers around Erat. All right, here we go with somebody. He just hit the road back again. He's back on strong again. But he played this one here on his CD that he produced back in 2000 when he produced this one. And I heard it myself, and I remember it being in the place, someplace, I can't remember exactly where. But he says, "This Must Be Love." We thought it was at one time. Listen to this. Wonderful selection by Buckwheat Zydeco. On a beautiful Saturday morning, 42 past 8 o'clock, your host, JB, sitting in the chair. Thank you. All right, that must have been love when you first decided to. What's the matter with this, man?
I'm getting it right.
You're getting it right?
Getting it right.
We are together early on a Saturday morning.
Y'all in trouble.
Oh, you are in trouble. Now, do you know what is meant by lonesome road? Did you ever travel a lonesome road?
Yeah, all our roads was lonesome.
No, wait a minute. When you were coming from a function and the girl that you thought that she really was fond about you, she thought that you could dance with her, you could walk her home, and you did not. And she did. She left with someone else.
That's that song, Save the Last Dance for Me.
Got him. When you had to walk home.
Oh, you got your body. So when you kick that rock in the can and throw rocks at the frogs and they're hollering and stuff. Nope, don't know anything about it.
The lonesome road, you don't remember that?
I know.
We'll let the late, great John Delafosse lead us on that one.
All right.
Where were you when you first heard this one? And were you affected? And were you walking on that lonesome road? Heading home.
Let's see what John got on.
Yeah. Lonesome Road by the late, great John Delafosse. Coming up is the young man who actually went to spy and followed and continued to play with the tradition of his uncle. And that's Furnace Arsenault. He wanted to just continue after Furnace taught him all what Furnace knew. And this is none other than Corey Arsenault.
And Corey, that was his uncle.
That was his uncle. Right.
Okay, that's his mother's brother?
No.
That was his father's brother?
Actually, his first cousin. He called him uncle, but it's not
okay.
His, that wasn't his uncle.
It was first cousin.
It was his cousin. It's his father's something. I don't know. Because Corey is an Arsenal.
And, right.
Yeah. And Furnace was an Arsenal. And his mother, I think, was a Melonso. Leave. That's
okay.
What.
Okay.
And we're gonna play something on his CD that he produced back in and it's so far back I can't even remember. It's
the
not even written.
Scratched.
It's scratched out, Corey.
Lord.
And this one here on his CD, I think it's one of his first CD that he produced, Hit and Run. and we're going to play Hit and Run. Here we go, Corey Arsenault. That was Corey Arsenault and the Zydeco Hot Peppers. Now, Melvin, let me tell you, let me ask you this. Do you remember Kojak and the Zydeco Warriors?
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've played something.
Yeah. Him. I'm going to play something called Front Porch Zydeco. I want to see how many people. I know one person probably will remember that besides you. Zydeco Joe.
Yep.
The duck man.
Kicking the ducks. I passed by his house this morning.
You did? He was kicking the ducks?
He tried.
He missed and fell.
He missed the duck. Good thing it wasn't raining. At least he could dust himself off this morning.
Isn't that embarrassing when you kick so hard and you miss and you fall on your back?
He missed it. missed it this morning. The hat fell off his head and stuff. And then he's using his hat to dust himself off. Yeah. All the ducks was there just looking.
Just laughing.
You know, you got ducks sitting on eggs right now.
Oh, and look, them other ducks were laughing. They look at him and said, "Yeah, we got you this time."
Oh, yeah,
anyway, we're going to play something by Kojak and the Zydeco Warriors, and we call it Zydeco on the Front Porch.
Front porch.
Yeah, we're gonna jam on the front porch, y'all. Check it out.
We're jamming with Zydeco. We're jamming on the front porch. We're partying with Zydeco. We're partying on the front porch.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Front porch.
All right, y'all. Let's give Robin a bassman flip. Give it up, Robin. Yeah. Uh-oh. Hey, man, get that chicken out the way, man. Shoot.
Hey. Front pole.
Woo. All right, y'all. Let's give the guitar player a chance. Come on, Norm. Let's do it, Norm. Uh-oh. There you go. Get out, bro. Shoot. Watch that chicken, man. Uh-oh. Get out.
Hey. Front pole.
All right, y'all. Let's give it up to the drummer. Hey, Dexter, do this something on the front pole. Hurt, hurt. Watch that old dog, man. Get that dog off the porch, man. Uh-oh.
Front pole.
Yeah, yeah. All right, y'all. Let's get the scrub boat play a little bit to do something, man. Let me take it over, fellas. Uh-oh. Yeah. Hey, man, get that kid out the way, man. We're drinking beer up here. Get out, boy.
Woo! Hey. Front pole.
Yeah, yeah. All right, y'all. Let's give the accordion player a little chance, y'all. Give it up to me, Kojak. Come on now. Yeah, you're right. Uh-oh. Shoot. Hey, man, I told you to get them chickens out of the way. Uh-oh. Watch it, boy.
Hey. Front pole.
Yeah, yeah. All right, y'all. We're jamming on the front pole, y'all. Yeah, you're right.
We're jamming with Zydeco.
We're jamming on the front porch.
We're partying with Zydeco.
We're partying on the front porch.
Hey. Front porch.
Chupase.
Chupase. Remember you used to say chupase to a dog? Why did you say chupase?
That means you're going to pass? Chupase?
No.
It's chupase.
No, you would tell the dog, chupase.
Uh-huh. Get out of the way.
Get out of the way, I guess.
And the dog understood it.
I guess.
And I don't know if he understood. I guess he understood the intensity there.
That's what it was. So. All right, we're going to play something by the man from your area right after those brief messages. We got about 30 seconds left. And before we go to commercial, we're not going to play anything until that time. Of course, and how long was it that he got started? Keith Frank, though. How far back did he get started? Anybody, and let me know. Please call me and let me know, 482-6991, that you could remember when you first heard or danced to the music of Keith Frank. I want you to give me a call here, 482-6991. We'll be right back after those brief messages.